Welcome to the Freedom Report, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia.
Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber look-alike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, freedom, and family. But I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
I grew up on a farm in a small town called Peculiar, Missouri. Then one day, I decided to move to New York City. When Ron Paul ran for president, I volunteered to help. Things got kind of crazy after that, and I ended up in Washington, D.C. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the Republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website dedicated to advancing the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea that I care the most about... That's right, ladies and gentlemen, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast, brought to you by the Libertarian Republic.
And welcome back to the Freedom Report podcast. This is episode 10. Today is Monday, December the 2nd. And today's top stories are, look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Wait, no, it's just Amazon.com. In an interview on 60 Minutes with Charlie Rose, Amazon.com CEO and new owner of The Washington Post reported that he will begin delivery by drones, hopefully within the next 5 years. Take a listen.
Big idea is half-hour delivery. You order something and within half an hour. You're going to have a drone land on your front porch, drop off a little box, and then off it goes.
It seems to me that what they are at Amazon, they want to sell everything to everybody around the world as fast as possible. Let me just think about all these little drones flying around.
Pretty exciting stuff. Now, Bezos has said that the drones could deliver packages that weigh up to about 5 pounds, and that's about 86% of packages that Amazon delivers. The drones would basically pick up the items from Amazon's distribution centers, and it would fly them to customers' homes. Like I said, they probably won't be put into good use for another 4 or 5 years, but Bezos is very optimistic, saying that he thinks that it will work and that it will happen as he has predicted here. Amazon is going to start using the drones, like I said, in about 4 or 5 years. They think that package delivery would take up to about 30 minutes. Can you imagine being able to order something on Black Friday and get something 30 minutes later? Well, as you can understand, this already has left-wing bloggers and columnists freaking out with all of this unregulated free market capitalism that's going to be occurring because it just goes so against their narrative. They hate this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. So yeah, I went to Slate this morning and saw a column by this guy, Matt Iglesias, whose headline, of course, is Drones Could Be Amazon's Undoing. You know, and of course, there's no economic argument in there whatsoever, even though this is their economics writer. But no, Matt Iglesias thinks that because of the competition that could come from retailers like Walmart from drone delivery, that the Amazon.com model could be out of style and be gone before it can even really get to market. Well, that's true, but that is a function of free market capitalism. That's what brings the cost of products down. I, for one, love a delivery by drone. What about you, ladies and gentlemen? Would you like to see 30-minute package delivery? I think some of you guys would, but maybe some of you wouldn't be. A lot of people are against drones in theory. They don't like the idea of something being able to just fly around all the time over their heads. And I think that the problems that some of the people worry about with drones have a lot to do with the way that government uses them. And from what I understand and what I'm looking at, the architecture of these drones, these aren't observational drones. I mean, they must be observational in the sense that they need cameras in order for them to be piloted so that they can get them from the center, from the merchant center to the customer. So there's probably going to have to be cameras on that. But do you think there should be regulations on just how much those cameras can be used to look into people's property? So that's a really good question. I think there's some civil liberties questions there. But I think that if the government's the one who's not using the drones, then there's no need for a warrant because the Constitution, again, only limits what the government can do. So if the government were to use a drone, for example, then they would need a warrant. They would need probable cause. They would need that to be able to use a drone to search you. But for the rest of us, ladies and gentlemen, out here in the real world, you know, like, we don't have these kinds of restrictions on our abilities. So I actually am one who welcomes these drones. What do you think about that? Now, admittedly, there are some problems with these drones because the delivery drones obviously can explode. Think about the batteries that are used to power these things. Also, the GPS devices that they use aren't always perfect. You know what it's like when your GPS fails you on the road. Imagine that with fleets of drones. There are also metal-bladed propellers, and these things can get a little bit heavy. So there was an accident this year where a drone crashed. Someone was using it in New York City, and a local news station found it, showed the footage. The thing was a little bit unpredictable when it crashed into the side of a building and then came down in the middle of the street. Now, flying metal blades and propellers landing on my head is not exactly my idea of a good time, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think it's yours either. So certification for these drones was pushed this year in Congress, and it doesn't look as if there's going to be any sort of a licensing scheme until probably around 2020, which is after when Bezos is planning to try and get these drones, his drone fleet, into good use. So we may see a little bit of flood of the drones for quite a while, for maybe 4 or 5 years, until the regulators step in and say, oh no, we need to make sure they aren't getting anywhere near commercial airspace. You need to have a license to pilot it. That's just what the government does. As soon as we start having fun and people start making too much money, somebody's going to step in right there. Thanks to reporters like Matt Iglesias over at Slate, who have no idea what the hell they're talking about when it comes to economics. You know what I'm talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. The left wing, they just hate it. Too much freedom is not good for them. And so as soon as we start seeing these drones proliferate, you can just bet that a government regulator is going to step in and spoil all our fun. But for right now, it's fun to dream, ladies and gentlemen. And I think that Jeff Bezos is a fantastic guy. He's very libertarian. We heard this year that he bought the Washington Post, which is actually my favorite newspaper. I don't know if you guys read it, but I'm pretty excited about the new changes that are coming from Washington Post because of Bezos, and I think we're going to see a lot of great things in the future. What do you think about drones, ladies and gentlemen? Let's go ahead and end the Freedom Report podcast right now, but go to the libertarianrepublic.com. Tell me what you think about these drones. Maybe we'll do another episode about it, but I'm really excited to see what the audience thinks. Go to the libertarianrepublic.com. Don't forget, we are brought to you by a generous sponsorship by Adam Puff over at Puff Wealth. You can go to puffwealth.com if you need somebody to manage your money. He's a great guy, and he is my benefactor here so that I can come and bring you the news every single day. Thanks for listening to the Freedom Report podcast, ladies and gentlemen, and stay free.